repeating myself since a lot we discussed. Okay. Let's go to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Actually, where he allows you to open a twist off soda cap if it's made from plastic. Plastic, he says, is different than metal. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman's Chiddush. And of course, he's at what we call the middle position. But there are those who are more strict and disallow plastic. There are those who are more lenient, like Reb Avadia we mentioned last time, who allow metal too. So it's always, Hilchos Shabbos is interesting how the Gedolei HaPoskim view these things. Watch this. See, luckily the new edition on the side it tells you. Kak havragami plastic. Kak havragami plastic. Ashakodem chiburo lebakbuk. Hoyselotsuas pkak mushlam. Mutal apostle b'shabes gamim chelko atachno nifran imenu in psichosom. Any bottles in the room? The guys took all the bottles from their lunch. Oh, there is one. That's it. Put it up. That's it. It's made from plastic, right? You open it up. The bottom, there's a ring on the bottom. What did it do on Shabbos according to the net? There it is. Case in point. Okay? He passes it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Why is it different than the metal? Ayin Gimel. What's Ayin Gimel? Shemati from Shlomo Zalman. The Pkak Havraga Nasa Kulo Lefnei Kaval HaBakbuk. Tipkak Shel Plastic, which is made, it's made in a separate factory before they stick it on top of the bottom. Hol Batabah Shebekatseh, the ring on the extreme, on the edge. Oh, the Fnea Psicha Nikar, she dove a nifra mitgufa pkak. It's obvious that the ring at the bottom is different than the bottle cap itself. The Nikar Adova Shaosi Rakbi Shebetchila Yeroyal Eskir Muchletet. It's made to in order to seal it completely. She a Nikar and Mishu Patachosa. Hey, I'm not going to buy, what do you have there, water? I'm not going to buy water that somebody tampered with. I want untampered water. Near the mutter. Why? Came with apkaksha betchila nisharachsha. The bottle cap remains. Rak maliata basa chrona shayzo kliyabo. The ring is removed. Rovan is atabas kad bakashel titno shava. We view the ring as if you stuck some mud or some wax at the edge of an item. Period. That's not Korea. That's not Machatech. It's not anything. Okay? Adkan. Everyone with me so far? This is what Shlomo Zalman said. If you ask me, what he said by a plastic applies the same to metal. So Bavadja said, the same as plastic is considered a kli beforehand. So too, metal is a kli beforehand. Really? Yes, sir.
What's his explanation for why plastic is different? I don't really understand.
I'm sorry?
I don't really understand why he'd use plastic as being different.
I don't know either. Okay. Same as you. It could be in terms of the manufacturing process. That when they make the factory, you can look up on the internet, and they make the bottle caps of plastic, they made it as separate units, and then somebody stick it on there, and they jam it. It's possible that the metal ones are flat pieces of metal, and they only first form them on top of the bottle. Is that true? To me, it doesn't even matter. Because even if it's true, once they form them, it's already a kli. I don't consider it to be a non-kli while it's on top. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman seems to have two different ways of answering it. One, by saying it's not a kli when it's metal. And two, even if it is a kli, you change its usage. We went back and we saw it yesterday. And I told you the Raya Fakert from Alphasin Charonios. Let me show you that in text. It's always good to see these things in the text. In the text. In the text. Rabosai, you know, we were here before, but it's always good to see it again. We were here once before. See it again. What does it say over here? Ain pochsines aner. They should also clean. Oh, who says pshichas aner is it? The machlekes. When in a kabel tumah, when this stage, when that stage, that's chazal kabel midi. Here what? You can put some coins in it. No, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadiki, alphas and charanias, certain kinds of pans, tahoros for olames, utmes for mas azav, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, omer avtoros for mas azav. It's not a kli, lo nigma malachta. Okay, all back and forth. Says the Gemara, ein pochs and esaner, ein osin alphas and charanias biyokta. Rabbi Shmag omer, matir bi alphas and charanios. You're allowed to create this item, if you will, on Shabbos. So you see clearly that it's mutter. How does it only pass like the Rashbag? I don't know. I look on the Mishpat, I couldn't find it. But that's what the Sefer is called, the Nachal Zer. It assumes we pass like Rashbag, and therefore, Rabbi Osai, what are you doing? What was it clear before? A pekak is less of a change. Here, what's this alphas and charanios? I told you, you have two pans stuck together. So this is a plate. You change it from plate to pan. That's a big change. A pekak says, what's the big deal? It was a cover. You said, yes, it was a cover. It is a cover. A different kind of cover. First, it was better for long distance, for long term, and it wasn't so good that you couldn't get it on and off. Now it's better for on and off. Won't kill it so long. It's still the same thing fundamentally. Fine. We started discussing the question of whether you're allowed to make a hole in it. We saw that yesterday. We have a point that's not so simple that it's permissible. There were those who say that it's not true. It's not true. The only way it can be possibly true, they suggest, you make a hole that's big enough that you can actually pour the soda out that way. If I can get me, what do you have for me? Oh, so a they can get me Orchel Shabbos. Can you get it for me? Sorry to trouble you. Page it's on. What's the magic number of this one? You remember the number here? 20?
30?
30? Good. Okay, find out. Thank you. Let's try the 30. Turning around. Let's see what happens. There you go. Try this page, see what happens. It's 20. So, 400. Watch this. Okay, there's a discussion over here about these plastic covers. It says, Yesh lahakpid lenakev gamas ha plastic anosin besoch apkak. Only do the pkak itself, then it's still royal shimush. Because the plastic otev as a nekev. He's discussing this issue of making a hole in it. Interesting question. May you or may you not make a hole? Watch. What's happened to make a hole in the pekak? To Shlomo is Amen. No so, sir. Because the pekak is not a kli chashuv. It's like mustiki. Okay, Shemana me agrish al yashiv. It's like mustiki. More than that, there's no Torah's kli, even while it's on the bottle, which Rabbi Avadi disagrees with, because he can't use it again, he can't go to Tabas. Then he quotes, there's no way to steer by Kelim at all, the gross pshak. But Shmuel Arbuch says, wait a minute, his father was done about this, how can you be mad to the stira? Listen to this, it wasn't clear. We asked Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, the Chazon Ish had a certain pshak, Tzorachim. The question becomes, what kind of a hole should it be? And that's what it goes as follows. The difference is as follows. Let's see if it's here or it's before. I think it's maybe before. Hold on a second. Not fun I'm looking for. But there are those who say, again, that the reason why it's not allowed is because it's only had to have Shvira to access the food. He did not access the food. You have to make a big enough hole to pour the drink out through the hole in the container. I'm not sure it's true. I'm not even sure that's true. I'm not even sure that's true. Why am I not sure it's true? Because after all, Rabbi Osai, who said that it's bottled to the contents, since you could potentially use one cover for a different bottle of soda. It's supposed to be here, but I'm looking for it. Just for some reason, I'm not finding it. It's not here. Ah, here it is. Here's the line. Uvemikre she'osa nekev gadol b'pkach v'shofech es ha'mashke darko. Otherwise not. But otherwise, it's not the same as a breaking pattern. That's the line I was looking for. Okay? We had a little bit longer in other sorry, but you see over here that bottom line in footnote Lamed says that the Kudu. Says that the Kudu. Fine? Fine. Now, the Mincha Shlomo, we mentioned yesterday, talks about this issue. And he wants to know why the Chazon Ish didn't discuss the issue of boneh when it came to that old-fashioned bottle cap. So he says, well, only Chazon Ish, the Shitaso, the Bishar Shesagur aids the Nefesh of Kli. But we said already from Megillah Sefer, that's not true. There was a misread of the Chazon Ish. He realized there was a Kli. It's just a tremendous tikkun from a solid kli that you can't do anything with the tuna fish. When you open it up, you can use it. It's called a tikkun, not the pshat that was never kli at all. It's not like the kashan of tefillin, the pshat that Zalman had, etc. The answer depends if it's a tikkun or not. So that's what the Chazon Ish wasn't discussing the Isser opinion when you were ma'akim the pkak of the keser, because it's considered to be a kilkul. It really was. It's always a kli. It's not a kli. Oh. Now, there were those who argued Rabbi Shlomo Zalman the Chumrah. They don't even like the plastic. What? Why not? Mechatan, we spoke about a while ago. We're not done. V'yei she'osu psichas pekokim eilem mishamakam apalim from plastic. The sfirlu, the kevin da tabas mechuberes apkak, v'ein adover nifrod mimenu, l'chein v'asaros v'nimsa v'taken es apkak, but also the Kubir Rosh Shemesh, Chedas HaGran Karelis Shalita. We also know about Mechatas. About Mechatas, what we're talking about. So Karelis is more machmen than Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and says, even with respect to a plastic bottle cap, it's still called Metaken Kli. Shlomo Zalman says, plastic, no, metal, yes. Rabbi Avadi says, metal, also, no. Three of the greatest Rabbanim of today's world, of this generation, are fighting about this very significant question. Very significant. Very significant. I thought it should be mutter. That's what I thought. If you take a look over here a little bit earlier in this sefer, what happened over here? So what, a totally different case. The leaven cases. Remember the leaven cups. You split off one from the other. Right, so Yoshi says no. Makab Patish. Shlomo Zalman said it's mutter. Because come on, it was already finished in the factory. It was only put that way to made it two in one, so easy to carry that way. That's all. That's not a problem whatsoever. That's not called Makab Patish. It's nothing. What's the raya? Says he to Shlomo Zalman. Rambam Elchus Yomtiv. Shnei Kelim Shemichubarim Betchilas Asiyosam. On Shnei Neiris Shnei Kosos. Ein Pops and also the Schneien, they should come with Kim Metakin Klee. What do you mean, Kim Metakin Klee? Adi Rabbanan. Yeshlisha Oloma Ein, was that Yisar Mishra Maka Bepatsh. Ein Regilis Al Shtamash Behem Kshem Chubarin, Chazina. The Kim and the Das, Meodam Donas Taneros Kigmurim, Uva Meister Kalma Freedom Zemizeh. Kheim or Maka Bepatsh no Raisas. There are the Rabbanan. In that particular case. The Rabbonah, I hear too, by Gviyam should be the Rabbonah. No, the Gemurah Mamish. Why do you separate them in the factory? To make it easier to market and carry that way. Logotzu Chacham, as opposed to Beis Neres Mechubarim, the Merzik Tzveikim Tikkun Mamim. So it seems to me that eliminating the bottom of the battle cap should be like the Shnei Gviyam. I don't say why it should be such a serious matter. Kain Nirali. Metal too, same thing. That's what I thought, the same as the Gavir. Okay, Rabosa, let's go turn to another interesting thing. Let's go a few pages further. Next page. What does this mean? What does this mean, Rabosa? Kak plastic ha'osi b'tzura. Listen to this. Shebizman shepolskin also, b'pama rishona, moshkin b'tzura shel plastic, v'koron also me'apkak. What does this mean? Milk, right?
Yeah.
By the milk that you have now comes in a hard plastic. On top is a plastic hard plate. And you take a strip. And then the thing comes off, right? I think it's about the milk. In Arizona, they have this a lot of things in the milk. I think so. Are you still using bags or do you have a lot of this hard plastic now? Oh. Yes, yes. Says the Heilig Aruch HaShabbos, Dino kik plastic. And you chess. Same thing? I think he's right. I think it's mutter. He thinks it's awesome. No, he thinks plastic is mutter. I forgot that. Plastic is mutter, according to Mishlem Azal. Same thing? Same thing. But there's another thing I've also said, which they don't talk about over here. Orange juice. Tropicana orange juice. The ones I see recently goes like this. It looks like a milk container on the outside. There's this twist-off cap. The twist of that cap, you can't see through, but I have it here. Very hard plastic. You put your finger in the ring with all your might, you go, and the thing comes out. Ever know what I'm talking about? Very common today in Arjun, right? What do you say about that thing? I wanted to say, it's awesome. Why is it awesome? It's the same as a soda bottle. Soda can. Because remember, this hole did not exist in Shesh and Abrasions. In the factory, when they made that piece, what that piece consists of? It's a round, hard plastic made together with a plastic connecting them with a ring on the outside to pull it out. From what I can tell, in the factory, it's made as one. It's one unit. Pretty small. It's one unit. Now, for the very first time, you're opening a hole in the middle part of the hard plastic. How should I say? Round and around of that hole. It was never opened before.
Tuna can?
Oh, tuna can, come on. tuna can, you had flat metal, put in the tuna fish, and then you weld it together. Here, my guess, you check me up on the internet, that when they made this piece, this particular specialized piece to go in the orange juice, was made as one piece of plastic. I'm quite sure it's true. Because I don't think they made it as this, and they stuck this in, and they made it as one. Why not? It wouldn't go around anything, it was just stuck into the hole of the container. That case, I believe, it's the first time the Pesach exists. That's why I don't think it should be done. Fine. Now the following situation. Watch this. Next page. Watch. Look what it says over here. Sakiot niyar o nylon. Hasuyas b'ofen shetzarechat shla sakit mudbak b'ofen kal. Amanash yuchlu l'poscha b'kalus. Mutl asol spen kerash on boka bat boka. O tzidaka es ochot zol. I think it's potato chips bag. Right? It's heat sealed on top. You can open it somewhere else. What about opening it in the right place? In psichas hasakis b'mokam ad boka, yesh lahavchin. If you're meunyan shasakis tishar b'shtay musa, and you're mak with the open up of that space where it's stuck, it's like sakit sukar, shenizbor le'el, eilas is kev. You shouldn't do it. But, if eil doesn't compare the klal and tishar hasakis b'shtay musa, umoti is the open bed of a zorka, and throw the bag out immediately, uposteach b'mokam ahu, it's easier that way. Right? It's easier to open up on top to pull than to crash through the rest of the paper. Shavofer said, Nirish Minadin Adava Mutter. Mutter. Minadin. Better not that way, but Minadin, it's Mutter. Mutter. Therefore, bottom line, halacha lemaisa. You can remove the paper from a shlagon. Hamachuna kartiv. What is that? ISIS, right?
Yeah.
ISIS. In camp. Every Shabbat it was her ISIS. It comes in a pop, you open up, he says it's mutter. Why? B'chol ofen. Bein et posech es lochem ad baka. You put a place where it is glued together. Bein et koreas an niyar. Just avoid erasing letters or pictures. Ad kan, what it says over here. What's your question? You're right. Yes. I'm asking also CS Pesach. You're right. It's a clear. You're probably ruining it. Right? I agree with you. Okay. Weiter. Watch this. If it can open easily, it's not considered like a milk bag. Okay? And therefore you make it Koshal said, "Carrot, shlobitzura no, not called the Pesach. It's not a goof otum." That's why he asked your question. Like the cans, no, the cans are jammed together much more tight than potato chips bag. Okay, but if you want the bag to remain and you open it at the top, it's not called a shchosel derech tikkun, and there's no hefter of klipei agozim, which allows you to matter sakriya lefales derech, which is a modern Hebrew. Ella ochel, shere no sein daito ala carrot as hosbo of metuka. So he doesn't, it's not, you really shouldn't do it. But when it comes to the ISIS, you don't care. You just want the ISIS. Give me the ISIS. It's not called a tikkun at all. It's called a mekalka or a pechavis. Doesn't matter where you open it up. Rav Karelitz, Sukariot, same thing. It's a head klipi goes on pilsech al ochel. Okay, that's what he says. Ad kana bosai, this nekuda. Now, fine, good. Seems to me that if you have potato chips, you throw the bag out when you're finishing eating all the potato chips or the cookies, I believe it is permissible. But we already saw in Sifches, Shin Yudalid, like Klipia goes in, even though presumably you don't eat all the figs at one time. You know what I'm concerned about? It's like a Ziploc. some of these pretzels or potato chips, you open it on top, then you can go, shh, mamash, it becomes like a vacuum seal. That to me is a problem. When you open it, you open it dafka there, dafka, dafka, dafka. It's the only place we can become that vacuum sealed again. That to me is a problem.
But it goes on, I just take the knot and throw the shell out.
Right.
Big, I'm actually using it.
True, but we already saw in Sifches, the comparison to Chosol Shal Tomorrow, we don't find you have to rip the thing to shreds right away. When you end up, with, you leave the remaining figs there. So again, you're right. It's not the same as a walnut shell, but the Shulvarar considers it presumably the same thing. The same thing. Okay? Adkan. Before we finish this, I have the very last point by both sides. An unbelievable Shmirah Shabbos. It's not even here. It's in Perek Samach Vov. Perek Samach Vov. It's only it ends in Mem Aleph. Samach Vov is Chol HaMoed. It's a different volume. I looked it up. Ha'ora Reish Yud Aleph. Shlomo Zalman is a Chiddush Nifla V'Noira Ma'od. Unbelievable. He wants to suggest that if you have a computer disk and you put information into the disk, I'm not sure what you call that in English, you load it or you the right word to use, is an Easter bone. Bone? Bone? You call it a diskette. Is that the right word? Hazanat diskette. You charge or fill up the diskette with information. Maybe. I thought it just means you type a paper in school. You type, and what do you do with it? Take a flash drive or something, you put it to here. I don't know how these things work. It's in the Kishkin somewhere, the clouds, I'm not sure what right that is. You hold these funny words, I don't know what they mean exactly. It says it's awesome. Considered to be bona. Many Rabbanim disagree. And they say, that's not called bona. I'm going to assume for now it's not bona, notwithstanding the opinion of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Rabbanim say, we just completed the sugya of Binyan, the Kalim, and Makom HaPatish. Our last topic to go into in bona is Oel Aron. A little introduction. To build is an Issa Darais. Everybody knows that. And Oel Aroy is also with the Rabbanan. And may not be done on Shabbos with the Rabbanan. If you open to the Gemara of Kuf Chof Hey Amid Beis, please turn. Kuf Chof Hey Amid Beis. And you know what? It's easy over here. Kuf Lama Zayin Amid Beis. That's a better place to start. Kuf Lama Zayin Amid Beis. Hakol Modim, 8 lines up. Shein Osin Oel Aroy B'tchila B'yotif Etzol Amid Shabbos. Nechlel Lahosin, add an Oel Aroy. Lez says, no. Chum say yes. So you pass an halacha. Mosifin al oel aron. You got to add? Okay. You got to add. Fine. Let's see some of the Gemaras which define what this is all about. We'll start from the beginning. We'll take a step back to Kuf Chaf Hei Amid Beis. We'll go there first. We'll just try to give a general introduction today. An hour to give a general introduction on the topic of Oel Aroy, and we'll just try to go into some of the more topics in more detail as time allows. So Kuf Chaf Hei Amid Beis, last few lines. Hakol Modim Shein Osin Oel Aroy B'tchila Yomtem Etzolam B'Shabbos. The Hosin Chavim Sein Mosifin Same Gemara appears Kuf Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Good. So far it's a very straightforward Gemara. What's complicated over here? Very, very straightforward. Well, we'll see soon. Not straightforward at all. Take a look at the Rashi, the wide lines. Shein os nol aroy lifros machzeles al dalad mechitzis o al dalad kundesin lios tseel lo oel menachamu. Wow. V'daf agar aval mechitza lab oel of ishar lepos v'tznias Erevin Tzadi Dalid. Not discussing Moshe Labinyan, Binyan Kavua. So discussing this So Rashi seems to say, Rabosai, there's never a problem of establishing a mechitza, playing mechitza, only in Oa. Ad kan shitas Rashi. Tosis quotes it. Hakol Mozin. Tosis is ridiculous. It's not true. Can't be. The kosher, skip me here at the first day of the Tosis. Da korchok shach isa ol afil betfanas kidisa be'erivin daf mem dalet gabi asiyas dofen sukkah the parach asam am rabbi barachan am rabbi yochan akom odim shein osin ol aroi betchila uvishani ha bedofen shlishis is asur could that kash is the sukkah poor bedofen revius which is superfluous, gratuitous. And here by the time the shop is shack with finest oil. When? Heicha de mechitza mo'eles leheter. Has to work to be matters. We call it mechitza materis. Dolphin shlishis, which is the mechitza machshalei sukkah. Choshev asiyas ol betchila. Avo dolphin revis. Ein ala tosefes bialba. It's gratuitous. Hold for our sukkah oisa. Kshero, Rabosai. Amazing. Okay. Tos is that mechitza materis is aser. A plain mechitza is, in fact, mutter. All right. You with me so far? This is the first introduction into the sugi. Does anybody hold that all mechitzas are aser? Well, we'll see. If they can survive the Talmudic critique from other sources. In my opinion, the Rambam holds that way. We'll get to that a little bit as we go along, because it's not obvious. It's not so obvious that it's really true. Okay, this is the initial sugya on the Kuf Klapei Amud Beis. Right? Let me show you another Gemara on the Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Here we go. Says the Gemara, the small Aleph, halfway down the narrow line. And those in the Chitzel, the Mesim, the Mesimai, Mesim, the Bechama, Boim, Shnei, the Yodam, the Yoshim, the Tzido, Chamla, the Lamata, there may be meat of Yoshua Valer, there may be meat of Yoshua Valer. Chamla Lamala, Vivi and Machzelas of personal lambs, as Zoka Mitos of the Shmaz, the Holy Clothes, as Zoka Mitos of the Shmaz, the Holy Clothes, Nim says Mechitza, Suya Mela. And then it's like, a fake. But a lot of these kinds of cold fakes to avoid bizarre enemies. Rashi. Meis ha-mutl b'chava v'yeshlocha shem yimara la-asriach. Oy. Yoshin v'tzido al-gabe ha-karka k'desh yitztar ha-mechom ha-karka v'yitztar ha-lovim mitas leishav aleyem v'amitas yuchum b'chitza k'dem esayim v'yosim. Chav lehem alamata v'na karka k'shiras rischo chamo. The stand is baked by the sun. Yeah. U'pors na-rosh al-tzeil. Zezokev mitoso sh'tem ha-tzeles v'unachas aleyem v'chein zeh. Niz mechitza ha-tzuyim aleyem. Look, she yirtsu nishmatin v'holchen lahem. That's what it says. V'daf k'nokat chav lahem v'lamata v'reisha. She yaviyu ha-mitas li-yeshiva v'reisha. V'hoda ha-machzeles lifros alein l'tzeel. V'oksin also b'yidein ad l'mochar ad l'achar shah she yiskevum v'yishamtu. T'ahav alek yahid amin in yav'er v'n kuvalif. Hay medurta. A bonfire. Milamala lamata shari. From to build it from the top down is okay. First the roof and then the walls. Avala suyeme karamitas the tzorechao. Lo! The avale milamata lamala kederach binyan. The kamelan and osin oil aroi with chilu b'shabbos. You may not make an oil aroi from the beginning from scratch on Shabbos. May not be done. So the kufcha pehme beitz. Came from there. Okay, Rabosai, so far so good? Question, Rabbi Hossein. What good does it do? Watch this. What good does it do? What are these people doing? They're sitting down in the sun. They bring a machzelis. They bring a mat. And they pour some aleim, and they hold the mat over them before they ultimately let it drop on the legs of the bed, etc., etc. And how do they bring the mat over them? They just made an oil. They just made an oil. You can't make an oil on Shabbos. Even all our oil has to be dropped on them. What is happening over here? How is this allowed? Who wants to offer a suggestion? Why may they take this mat and hold it up over the mace? Why? That's step one. They just made an oil out of nothing. Both sides. Say, what's the answer? Yes. Wow. No tfanos. Excellent. There are no walls. If there are no walls, maybe there's no prohibition of an oil. As long as there are no walls. Wow. What a great answer. If it's true. Is it true? Tosis? Tosis really say that? Mm-hmm. If it is a Tosis, not Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So what's where this part of the sect? Let's go back to Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The bottom Tosis. Halfway through, I will say. Not only Bishul over here. The last five lines. Kashan Rashba. Heichi Shari Lahavazir Kedeva Gabekir B'Shabbos. How can you put a pot on those ovens of those days? It was just how should I describe it? It was a circular item, and you put the kedera al gabekira. Put a pot on top. Come out! To the beitzim lamed gimel. The beitzim ukedera vechavita puria. Eggs and pots and barrels and beds. If you do it from the top on down, we'll get to it later. It's called a shinui. Not normal. That's mutter. You do it from the bottom up, which is normal. It's us. How do you put a pot on the open top of such a cooking device? Vault. Omri. Dechi osru chachomim oel aroi. Hani milik sheos atfanos tchila. First you make the walls and then you make the roof. And before Shabbos starts, because the device which has heat in it was built before Shabbos starts, and there are walls around it which affect this whole process. Lo achmer abonin less alitin kedeir agaba. They never asked it all our rights to case. What a wapachidish. You have to make the mechitzis and then make the roof. That's called all our rights. If the mechitzis are pre-made, Lois, you make the mechitzis, and then the roof, that's us. View, last two lines. Gabi dichri de ravuna, the amalei kroch budya, v'sheir batefach, v'mocha mosa v'lo al aroyu. What does that mean? Well, say another one. Look up the word air. Look it up. Well, let's look it up ourselves. Ooh. Look it up. Air and kuv beizim and aleph. See what it says, Rabbi Osai. Give us what it says. Sukkah Sagamara. Wow. stay over here. Hani Dichri, the Havla de Ravuna, to be a mama animals, to be a mama bow tula, by then any shade, uvalelia bow avira, but by night any air. Told the zil krov budya, vishir batefach, leave a tefach, lemachar pashta, and tomorrow you should open the whole thing up, umosibalola royal, vishapridami. Rishaber dami. Were it not for that, it would have been usur. Even though the fast was made from before Shabbos. So what is Tosa saying? It's only this here, all aroy, if you make the walls and the ceiling both on Shabbos? No. Here it wasn't that way. The walls proceeded from Friday. Oh, but read the last line of Tosa is enough. On the last line. Hasam mishum de dummy la oil tve, usser afilu below, asias the fox. I don't know what that means. Avocadera lo dummy oil kule high, lo usrucha chame below, asias the fox. Who wants to translate this word? What do they mean? What do the words mean? What's called domer? What's domer to an o? What's not domer to an o? Very hard to understand what Tosis is driving at. What is domer to an oil? And what is not domer to an oil? What do the words mean? What's doma? So the Tosis is a rush. An extra word. Sometimes an extra word. One little word can make a difference. Tosis is a rush right over here. The Sugya of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. You can find this Tosis on page Yutes. In your Tosis. Right before Lamed Zayim Alav. Lamed Zayim Alav, right before. Column 2. Shani Hostam the Dummy La Oil Ubinyan Gomur. And there but us even without Tfanis. But Kadeira Lo Dummy La Oil Kule Hai. Then that's the without Tfanis. Still not 100% clear. A little more extra verbiage here in Tosa Rush than we had in Tosa's crop. That's all sign. In the Sefta Beitza, the Rush has even a different formulation. Let's figure this out. Get the right source. From the Mordechai, I want the Rosh base. The right source. Sorry, made a mistake. In the fourth parak, watch how the Rosh formulation goes. Every word in the Rosh counts. Look at this. Watch. Let's see the rush from the beginning. Hai Madurta, according to the Gemara. Milamala Lamata Shari, Milamata Lamala also. This is the last line of the base of the base. To go from the bottom up is Asr, top down is Mutter. Bechen Kedera, pots. Two pots, and put a pot on top, not allowed. Start on top, go to the bottom, is allowed. Bechen Beasa, eggs. You want to put Mutter. Two eggs and an egg on top. They first hold the egg and then put the one underneath. The chen puria, a bed. Chen chavita, a barrel. Pirish. Also, a medura, shall eish. Loyim and yech eitz and lamata, and yech achem and lamala. Veola. Shinipsa derech binyan. Pirish the perusha. Shall also medura gadol, also arba shura shall eitz and kein dala dafne a table. And also lemma eitz and lamala. Come on, shall yaz at the finest chile, ala achad. Echad yechos ha'etzim el yonos b'yodo v'yechad yasa tefanet ha'tachtein ein de derech binyin so to kedera shesofe is also lo yaniach avonim b'tchila vita neimer sakadera. And the ochas sakadera b'yodo, u'machas alvon and tachtera, chen beitzim. She wrote, so let's close, so when you have a shtayim or a sholosh, for eish pein eim, ochas zel yona, those in the zahachevers tachtera, puria, ochas zaksham tchila, u'machas zel raglayim of the legs of the bed, tachtera, chavid the barrel, she wrote, so that tosa al gabi avonim, mata osa b'tchila, chakach machas alvon and tachtera. Fine. Fine. Suck the halig rush. This is all from my, it's based upon Rashi, I assume. Umashakosa, but Puria should also listen to Raglan Tchila to crush Alain. Lo ye talk in lesser there. Impossible. Why not? There are no mechitzis. Imlo, she raglayim dalid dapim mechubarim bi'arda dofne atevo. There ain't all below mechitzis. Watch this, see? See over here? Full wall on the desk. You have four walls on the bed, then it's chai. What about two or three? Doesn't say. But four walls, enough to make you chai. They ain't all of this harm, you know, the shulchan, agave, araglai, mishabs. What's going on? No mechitzis, there's no all. That's why. Ay, Rabosai, it says in Erevin. Kroch budya v'shir v'tefach. What does that mean? See the Gemara? See the Gemara? Watch this. Where's the Gemara? It's here somewhere. Ah, here it is. We just talked about before. The animals need their shade by day and they need air by night. Zil kroch budya v'shay b'tefach. You should roll something out and leave a tefach out. And tomorrow, you'll extend it. Most of the Shabbat done. Wait a minute. Is there a mechitza here? No mechitza. You see, without a mechitza, it's also. He went out of mechitza. That's the Russian's kasha against himself. He's also even without a mechitza. What are you talking about? That's his kasha. Look what he answers. Ah. I'll know the mechitza. Awesome shiny. Two reasons he gives. Two seemingly independent reasons. Reason number one. To have a binyan chashu. What is he over here? Dabi la ol tvei. Right? Dabi la ol tvei. The same, almost the same words. Choshev. So it's also Rosh. Choshev. Here's number two. Begam iker kavanoso lasias ol, Rabosai. His main kavan is to make an ol. What do you mean to make an ol? What do you mean to make an ol? Your intention is to provide shade and protection for those living underneath. That's a real oil. That's a real, real oil. We're much more machmir in that kind of a case. Abu binyan aroy kazeh lo mikri oil below mechitzas. What do you mean kazeh? You don't really want to make any oil over. You just want to pile up the eggs a certain way, or the barrel, or the pot. It's not intended that people should live under there. People aren't living under there. It's not a real oil. And if that's the case, Shabbosai, no mechitzas is mut. Ad kan. The two Lashonis in the rush, Lashon number one and Lashon number two. The question is, what's the relationship between these two Lashonis? And what does it mean, Binyan Choshev? What's the first Lashon mean? So the Korban and Sano says it means four walls. Four walls. What's the second consideration? Lasias Oel, Mr. Shem Tzel, for shade and protection. And so it was when it comes to the Dichri, boy Tula. They needed protection. The animal had to go under the protective wings of that canopy. Take a look at both in the Sharatzion, Shin Tesvav, we're starting a new simon now, Sivkot Mechafe. Shin Tesvav, just finishing your dal, but it took a couple of weeks. Shin Tesvav, hopefully we'll take a little bit less than that. Shin Tesvav. Sharatzian, Sivkotten, Chofet. Shin Tezvov, Sharatzian, Chofet. You look at the Mishnah Brewer on top, the Mishnah Brewer is saying, what did it say in the Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel? Mita Shema Midin Oso, Osu Lahaniach Haraglayim Tchila Lahaniach Aleim Akroshim, Eli Yosem Akroshim Tchila, Ba'avir, Hachakach Haraglayim Tachtem, that's what you saw by Mita, if you switch the order around. Says the Mechaber, Vani Midik Sheraglayim Hein Tapim Vechuborim, Kvo Dafne Atevo, Abba Raglayim Shal Mita Shalonu, Vechein Raglay HaShulchan, they're not Raglayim, they're just, what do you call those? Posts, maybe? In the four corners of the bed. What do you call them? Legs? Legs, that's right. Raglayim. Call them legs of the table, right? Of our beds, it has four legs. Not fills up the entire side we have over here. Difference. Then he says, Mutar b'chol gab. Mutar b'chol gab. That's what he says. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Gimel, Raglay Amitas on Shulchan Shalanu, Ein Lahem Mechitzis. Just legs in the corner. It's not considered to be a Mechitza. Okay, so far so good. Look over here, Abosai, in the Mishnah Berurah in B'nei Chav. Bahani Mili, Hatam, Hatam, the Be'ol Aroi Kazeh, She'eno Miskame Bas Yosu L'Shem Oel She'tachtov. El the Tashma Shachel Gabom Lamala, Rakme Mela Nasikim O Lamato, Lo Osu Elek Shaosa Gamachitas Tachta. Oh, if it's not made for shade, then you need Mechitas to task it, to make Mechitas. It's made for shade, it doesn't no matter what. Chof Hei, Mogan Abraham Beshem Arosh, we just saw it. The Zeo Achil Machzelas Sovs and Beis, there it's for shade. The Ka Nasa Oli Mimela, B'shom kavanasa letzel. Either Rosh has an earlier reason. After the Rosh Nisgar Old Town, we just saw it. It's right, still on your screen. The first reason. Hasim u'binyan choshuv. L'ravcha de milsa k'savo. Hava v'tam is that a second reason. L'shem tzel levad saga. Prove it to you. V'raya me'ahid de kova kosher. She'yotis mirosh o'tefach. Rebosai. Also, Mishum Oel, as it says in Shin Aleph Sif Mem, there are no mechitzes. Is Osir anywhere, Abosai? Osir anyway. And cause the Taz, so it's the Shabbos, Prima Godin, Groh, Sharach Ronin. Then Poros the Tzel, Chuli Almeit, so mechitzes, Loka Bach, who's not so sure. He says it's unanimous. What's the writer they bring? Right, they bring is kova kosher. What's kova kosher? Took it to Gemara over here. Daf kuf lamed ches amen beis. We both say we're skipping 100 daf. Coming from lamed amen beis, 102. So kuf lamed ches amen beis. So we go through this specifically, cover to cover, right? Kuf lamed ches amen beis. The Yom Rav Sheish is about the 10th line. Great Ravidi. Hai siyana shari. Rashi siyana. Kova shell leaven, a paltritz, some kind of a hat. Okay, some kind of a hat. Lo kasha. Hod is pe tefach, hod les pe tefach. A tefach sticks out, it's osur, otherwise what? Elamiata sharvi beglima tefach, chran de mechai. If I took a garment, you know when that happens? It rains. What do you do if you have a raincoat but your head's getting wet? What do you do? Take the raincoat and you pull it over your head. Protect it from the rain. You mean a chayef? No. A lo kasha. Hod de mehadik, hod de lo mehadik. Rashi. Siyana kovash eleven politics. Also lo says about b'shabbos l'kamim farzot. Who do you spay tefach? She was pasha the halami rosh of tefach also mishim olam. Halami ata shabbos the mother tefach. He did katalis of al rosho. Kederach shubis atev. Rechikol the halami rosh of tefach. Yeah. Yechai? No. Ela tama la mishamalu. Doesn't say why. Not at all. And the Shem Shalom Yagbien, the Waruach, Meirosho, the Osila, Suya, Ramas, Hilkoch, Medic, Rosho, Shapashari, Lo Medic Os. My father, Zechron Levrocha, whenever he'd wear, go into the street on Shabbos, he would leave his yarmulke at home. And the yarmulke in the house, and the yarmulke in the shul. You ever see anyone do that? Why? This Gemara. You're afraid that if you have a yarmulke, your hat's going to fly off. And you're going to carry it for our Brahma to Shusharab. If you're not wearing a yarmulke, you don't do that. You put the hat on right away. I kid you not. You see people do that? Right? They don't wear a yarmulke under the hat on Shabbos. It's all based on this Gemara. So it's not a whole problem. It's a whole problem. Okay. Hod the Magus of Tosis. Pirish Rav, She'eno Nichpaf. Does Nira Ke'ein Oel, if it's not bending. Lo Mehadek, Shun Nichpaf. Why is it Nira Ke'ein Oel? You get an impression from the Tosis that even the Maskana, perhaps, it's an Oel problem. And that's what the Rabbi Nechanano says. Siyana Kobash and Mesim and Bneodna Barashev Yosin became in Pesel and Arosh, six half in the head, Kashia Tefach. The very yeshivish black hat fedoras stick out more than a Tefach. I kid you not. I'm not kidding. Pants in the Rosh. Yeah? The problem. The honor we knew upon Rabbos, the Osno Salol, Allah upon him. Why? Shlo Yake Mashemesh. So it should get sunstroke. Shubuhudak biyosev and a nichpaf. It's not just loose like a garment. It's hard. The door is hard felt. Kibeget chashim over us. So he also maskan the yisur is oh. Rashi maskan the yisur is what? No, it's not a no. Only question is shemi yol tzienu. Right? You should carry shemi arba. You'll carry four amos and shusarab. I told you before. So machlokes. So this Rav Osai, the riot that you just saw brought, we just saw the riot. Kova. Is it a good riot? Riot be Kova, the Bishar HaTzion, Chafei. Is it a good riot? Turn about the sin in Shin Aleph, the two consecutive sifim about this Kova. Sif Mem and Sif Mem Aleph. Look at these Shin Aleph, Rav Osai, quickly. Sif Mem and Sif Mem Aleph. See what it says. Siv men. Kova shemispashit lahalon meroshom tefach os lanicha meroshom afil rebayis mishim ohel. It was a rock draft. Ohel says the Mishnah Berurah Kufin Aleph. Dafka shehayayam tefach nishol tziyah. Kosha biyosev eno nichpah. It doesn't bend. Just like our hat. Os chashav kumov. Otherwise it's like lima biyam. It's like a raincoat. Okay? Fine. Mishim ohel. Kufin beis. Av she'eno b'litfaris mikol makom choshev ol aroi v'osu midrabbonon kevan she'nasa asofa liyos l'tzeh lo again b'nei ha'shemesh. Okay? That's what it says. I'm skipping the rest because time is short. That's what it says. Nu tokarai brura. Not so fast. Look and sit my mouth. Lot says b'shabbos b'kovash b'rosho ha'osu l'hogin me'achama. Now, this really belonged in the previous sif. Says the berlocha. The sif mem mari b'gamke b'kovah kazeh. Dilav ochi lohoya sham shayach mishavoa. Look at the riff. Mash with law and the Afad as a Yeshomer. The Shashim Shem Shemayipo was Lasuye. It's also only after my Kova Kazer. Why? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah soon. Some say Hashin and Shagbiu are Ruach Mirosha was Lasuye Abishram. Unless you tie it down. Or it's Omuk. It's not going to fall off. Okay? And you're not worried about it. Mishnah Berurah. What do you mean, Asa the Hogan? A new Pshat. Not just that it's taken from the sun. No, it's not serving as a yarmulke. La fuke stam kova she'odem nosu arosho ein lochosh diye say that's your dalamis. The bevare lo yelach begilu rosh. Because the hakova min hagar ha'elos seisa min lamala la kova kotnet on top of the yarmulke. When we said nilmo do that, didn't kova am shalanu. Him nosi osim b'rishus harav al kova kotnet on top of the yarmulke. Yesh nizdar shem huda gal rosho. Shem yipo v'os asir dal anamis. Walking with somebody yesterday, I think, the day before, and his hat went flying. Just the last few days. These things are known to happen. And you can carry it for I'm sure it's a rabbit. Okay, Rabbi Osa. So you can't bring me a Raya Barura that everybody holds that's also B'li Mechitzis. After the Ferish Gemara Siyana? No, according to Rashi, Siyana has nothing to do with Oel. It's a Shalav Otsah. Why is it not an Oel? Maybe because no Mechitzis. So what the Sharat Siyan assumes that they're a Poshet. It's impossible for anybody in the world to argue and to say that even a Oel, which is made for sale, that should also require Mechitzis, can't be. It's against the Gemara. It's not true. It's not against any Gemara. It's against the Rav's child, the Gemara. That Siyana is because of Oel. But Rashi had a different shot. The Maskana, it's only because of Hotzah. So you can't say it's absolutely slam dunk. Can't say that. So now, Rabosai, I want to discuss one more Indian with you, which has many, many ramifications. Rabosai, there is a... we have a Gemara. Let's see, we have Talmud Bavli. What do we have over here? No. Let's see a Gemara. Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis for a moment. Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Last five lines. Amarav. Hi Parvanka. What in the world is a Parvanka? What's a Parvanka? Rashi. Beged sheshotchin al gigis yayin lechasosu. A cloth that you spread out over a barrel of wine to cover it. Says the Halakha Gemara. A palge the kuva shari, a kule kuva asa. Rashi. A palge the kuva on half of the barrel, shari lam olu. But if it's on the entire barrel, then it is a problem. Okay? It's a problem. Rabosai, did he make the walls over here? What are you kidding? He didn't make the walls. The barrel was there from years ago. Why is this asa? According to the rule, which was promulgated by Tosaf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, that the only time it's us in these cases is the case in which you do what? You actually make the walls on Shabbos. So why? What's the problem over here? It's a very serious question. What's the problem over here? So, in order to see this, we'll take a quick look in Tosaf's discussion. Says Akash. Okay. Achtema. Hai parvanka the kuba sira. Bahasa mechisa yasuris kvar. The barrel was made already from before Shabbos. So why is it different than we saw in Avlam Avav putting a pot on top of an oven? Oven walls are made before Shabbos. You put a pot there. So what's the difference? Interesting answer. Shlomar, Shani Hassel. Ho v'rachav ha'kuba yoser midai nasa ke'ova. It's too wide. It's so wide. It's considered to be, it's wider than the pot. The pot is narrow and the barrel is wider. Hocha b'mayaskina. Strange answer, but Tosca got stuck with this kasha. So they gave this answer. keep that in mind. And now I'm going to go back to the very beginning. A Gemara Balsai, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. It's an overview of all these Gemaras. Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Zok the Gemara. How in the world is this possible? He made an oval on Shabbos. You can't do that. Well, what are you going to say? Is it Mala Lamata? Let's take a look at the Bir Halacha Rabbi Osei right in front of us. Shin Tezvav Siv Gimel. Mito Shalom. There's another opinion of both sides. There's a different opinion other than the opinion of our Tosfos. Our Tosfos said that the only time it's ever going to be an Isser is the case in which you built the Mechitzis on Shabbos and then you had a roof of some sort on top of it. There's an additional opinion. That's the opinion of the Ran and the Rash. Let's take a look. Before you even see the bill, let's open to the Ran. Please turn to the Ran in the back of the Gemara. The Ran. What page is it on? It's the Ran. It's page Kuf Nun Zion in my print. I believe it's Nun Vov in your print. It starts with the Kosu with big bold letters. Let me see the Kosu. You see it? The Kosu Betosis. Kuf Nun Zion by me and Nun Vov in the old ones. The Kosu Betosis, based on Lamed Beis. The Klal de Milsa. The Binyan Oholim. Lo mitzvah mishum ol ala hecha de islay mechitzas melamata o mishtamish ba'avrish etachto. We never saw that. I will see the Shulchan Shenosin Sham Safsolim, Sheshem Raglayim Dakin, spindly legs in the corners, Rochan Shulchan Aleyas Shulchan, Lomit Yomachitza, Hikshar Ashba, the good me Avdi Lei Mechitzis Rechavis Gemurus, Valo Ein Porson also Al Gabi Kundasin, the thin legs. So they're apparently a case of good, we'll get to it later on, that they used, even though they were thin legs, it was usher anyway. The priest is Ashulchan Efshishum Teres, Neshe Emishtamesh Ba'avir Shetachtov, Ashengen B'mito, Shemishtamshim Bo Ba'avir Shetachtov, Benesinas Sandolin, V'chayotze Ba'hen. It's a new rule over here. If you use the land, the ground underneath, or the air space underneath this so-called roof, then it's also Rabosai, even though all you made was spindly thin legs in the corners. If you're not using the land, the air underneath it, then it's only also, presumably, if you have four full mechitzas. You made four mechitzas. So says the Rashi. Mechidish Golem. Post that we have never introduced this criterion of Mishtamish B'Arvatachta. Not found anywhere. The Rashba is the one, according to Mother Ran, who introduced this criterion. Take a look back. Let's look at the B'Alocha, we came from. Look at the B'Alocha. Shin Tezvav Gimel Mitos. That's a Rashi B'Chidusha. And the Ran, yeah. The tzorach la'avir shetach la'lishtamesh also to the below mechitzes. The riots from good. So midna shalano, which have spindly legs in the corner, gam ken aser. The mishtamesh va'avir ba'anochas minolim v'chayos, put your slippers underneath your shoes. Can I have a show of hands or both sides? Who in this room puts shoes or slippers under the bed? The majority of the people. I put mine near the bed. It could be because my wife has other things under the bed.
Our rooms are very small. We don't really have any room to put our shoes.
Okay. The Gra, Hevi Raya Chazok L'Dereyim, against the Rashba. Why? Tricky. The Yim Lokein. Afmi Malo L'Mato Yeyosu. What in the world does that mean? The Yim Lokein. Afmi Malo L'Mato Yeyosu. If, Rabosai, you always need to make mechitzas, which is Tosa Shita, we understand very well why Lamala Lamata is mutter, because you reverse the order. You first put the roof, and then you lie on the mechitzas. But if you don't have mechitzas at all, then many of you put the roof there right away over there. The building goes right. I repeat, if you always have to make mechitzas in order to be usher, we understand very well the heta of Lamala Lamata. You put the roof up first and the mechitzis. But if you're over without any mechitzis, so then you put the roof up, who cares if you put mechitzis? You're also without any mechitzis. That's the Vilna Gaon's right. Frank the Chazanish. What in the world is the Vilna Gaon talking about? In the Beferish in Gemara, in the Sefer Shabbos, Mem Gimel of the base, he took this Machzelus, all other makes. Please listen carefully. That is Asuil Tzel, protected from the sun. We just saw before, the assumption is, well, it's not 100%, but the assumption of everybody is, that above, for sale purposes, all these cases are fake oil in. Come on, a barrel, a bed, an egg, a pot, all fake. Here's a real deal. You're putting in the matzal to protect the mace from the sun. And even there, you don't have mechitzis. And there too, the Gemara's matir, in effect, milamal alamata. What's the Vilna Gaon talking about? Chazanish, listen carefully, please. Whenever you hold something in your hands, if you let go, it would fall to the ground. That's not called an oil. That is not called an oil. Or you build something. The very definition of a building is, it doesn't need your hands to keep it up. It was the new Gluck Torah Center. It needs your hands to keep it up, it would be bad news. It's built to last when Mashiach comes. By itself, that's a billion. So it's temporary for the tent. It's meant to last at least for a while by itself. Here, you let go, falls to the ground. What kind of, that's nothing. Along those lines, right. So there, I think that in his letter, Chazish is murdered to Rav Shlomo Zalman. You need someone to keep running that motor to get the light going, that's garbage. Here too, you need time to hold it up. It's garnished. Very good. It's nothing. Now the question is, so what was the Vilna Gaon talking about? What is the Vilna Gaon talking about? The answer may be as follows. We saw Tysus. Kuf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Let's go back to it again. Kuf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Look inside, please. A very short tosis. Hard the medic, Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, she'eino nichpa Does nira kein ohel? Lo mehedek, du nitpa, because ain nira kein ohel. So maybe the growers hold as follows. Is something I'm holding up in my hand, is it called an ohel, or is it not called an ohel? It depends how hard it is. If it's very soft, if it's very soft and I'm holding it up, mamish nothing. Zero, zero, zero. That's the Gemara in Nachman Gimel Amud Beis. What the Gemara says, Mevi'im Machzelis. Machzelis is the mat. Has no form. Garnished. That is nothing that's being held up. But in the cases that we're describing that in Beitza, there are hard items. They're very hard. Piece of wood, pots, things of this nature. They have a status of an oil, perhaps, even if I'm holding it up. Before I go further, I will say, does anyone here own a black hat? Any black hat in this room? Do you ever measure your brim? Brim?
Yeah, yeah.
How much is it?
It's like exactly a
tefach. You have a pretty big tefach, though. If it's your tefach, probably bigger than a tefach. How do you wear it? How do you wear it? Here's the answer. That's a beautiful answer in Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. The reason why we wear these funny hats, it's for style. The yeshivish style to wear such a hat. It's not meant to protect you from the sun. How can it be that the yeshivish guys need more protection from the sun than the modernish guys? Oh, they have a different skin complexion. Yes. Very good. Very good. I like that. I like that. Okay. So, whatever, maybe. The bottom line is meant for style. Says the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, but there are two kinds of hats which are meant to protect from the sun. One are what he calls a mitzchiyah. You know, what's a mitzchiyah? Have you seen it? Just this here? It sticks out past the fire. Could be even a baseball cap. The whole point of a baseball cap is to be able to catch a fly ball and the sun should be. Mamish meant to protect it from the sun. Or he says certain kinds of straw hats. He means those huge Texas hats. They're more than a tefach for sure, even at the beginning than the old metal bushes. So Texas, you kind of old metal bushes, if you live in America, they're in Texas for sure. Right? So everything's bigger than Texas. Then these huge hats made from straw, he said that you can't wear on Shabbos, better from the sun. But the hats that you and I wear, that are just yeshivish and it's for style, he said it's okay. Now watch this Tosfos over here on both sides. Ukors Nalein, etc. This is over here, this is Mala Lamata. Avimata Lamala Osta, Mishum Oel. Base of the Flamin base. Quotes the Gemara, Madurta, Mala Lamata, Sharon Mata Mata Osir. Beasa, Kidra, Chvita, Puria, all those cases, the fake, what I call the fake Oel. Right? The fireplace, the egg, the pot, the barrel, and the bed. Now, as follows, watch this in Tosis, watch. Behold, the Arminan and Erevin that could base. Gabi Dichri de Ravuna. Also, the Kamei de Rav, Amalezel Kruch, Budyo, Vashir, Bateva, Lemocha, Pashtua, Mosif al Oel Aroyu, Vishapir Dami, we'll get to that a little bit later. Ava below Shir, Osur, Frick, Tosis Akasha. Frekos Sakasha, why would it be Asur? Why would it be Asur? Haile Mishum, Shamechitos Atachtonos, Hayukfar Asuyos. Leaporis Alein, Hayos Oel, Kiderech Lasos Oel. Rabbi Nishalaylam. Tosis contradicts Tosaf Lamelam and Rabbi Mebeit. There, Tosis says, it's not enough that the original Mechitah were called Asuyas. You have to make it on Shabbos, Tosis says. And here, since we go with the assumption that you don't have to make it on Shabbos, What's going on over here? What's going on? Tosa said in Aflam Amid Beis, if it's this kind of a situation, it's more like an OL, and as a result, it's usher even with no mechitzas. Take a look. Aflam Amid Beis. Aaron Kuv Beis. What happened? The walls were there from before? As opposed to a kedavid. Wait a minute. But here, on Memgillah the Beis, Tos seems to be equating the Gemar Kuv Beis to the case of kedavid. It's a good kash. So I want to share with you for a few minutes the terrace of a sefer called the Nesiv Chaim. We'll try to get to it, Mr. Shem, in greater depth tomorrow. So tomorrow you'll put that on the coming into Shir, the Nesiv Chaim. Very important you saw that he asked. Why is Oel Aroi awesome? Who knows why it's awesome? It's not a Daraisa. Zerah to Keva. Look at the very opening Sif Katan and Mishnah Berurah and Tazvah. Mamish, opening day. Oselas is Oel. Right? Says Mishnah Berurah Aleph. Ose Oel Keva. Don't pores machzelas osa dinim echayotzi bezeh le Oel osa osam shizkayim. After ain't that binyan mamish chaimish and bok. And see as Oel who told us bok. Sosu chaimish of sosa. The gozu al Oel aroi mishum Oel Keva. Can I steer us all around mishum steer us all Keva. Rambam. Very good. The foolish Rambam. Now we're going to make the following suggestion on both sides. Even though they made this zero, they were mocking it with a shinoi. The word shinoi is one of the words that we've seen so many times already this month. A shinoi, to do it in an unusual fashion. We do it in an unusual fashion. It's a special kind of a heck of a shinoi. And the shinoi makes it absolutely mutter. I repeat again. B'shinoi is mutter. B'shinoi is mutter. It'll remind you not to make an ol kavua. This being the case, contrary to what the Vilna Gaon said, the following remarkable possibility exists. If I only put up a top, it's awesome. If I put up a top and then follow it with walls, it's mutter. Whoops, that's a wild idea. It started off as awesome, became mutter. How can that be? The answer is, when you put the walls after the roof, that's a mutter zach. That's a funny thing, way to do things. It means it's shalom kederech. If you only have a roof, that's kederech. Here's going on over here. The Vilna Gaon has this gemalta kakash. If you're going to tell me, Rabosa, that it's usur without walls, Rash Bashit in some cases, how in the world could it be mutter if you put the walls in afterwards? You're already over the issur beforehand. No, says the Nesiv Chaim. When you put the walls afterwards, that shows it's an unusual activity. You leave a roof without any walls, it's not unusual at all. That is amazing pshat. That is why they were matter for a mace. Even though it's for sale, and normally it sails also without mechitzas. No. Here is different. Here, it's a shinun. A shinun is a different halach. All the Vilna Gaon do what they want to make a mix. What was with the Gemara? The Gemara said, that whenever it's usur with a roof only, by definition it's usur, a roof followed by walls. No, here's the shem tzeil, a roof only is usur, how is it what they put in the walls? So some suggest there's a special leniency to the Tzorach HaMeis. a special heter shasatchagodol that makes the mutal b'chama b'zayin. So the special dispensation with tzorach hametz. Okay, who says so? The Magen Mishnah says so. Special dispensation of the mess. It's interesting that Rav Yoh and Tzvi Reish Sabach Rav has two pshat. One, a special dispensation of the Kavan HaMetz. A second, it's a shinoi. It's a shinoi, Rav Osai. Wow. So I'll have to show it tomorrow on the screen. It's a shinoi. So there are two different pshatim over here. According to the Grow, he's assuming it's because of Kavan HaMetz. We suggested earlier a different pshat. If you hold it up and it's soft, there's nothing. Okay. But the other pshat is it's a shinui. So it can be mutter with a roof followed by a wall, even though it's us, the roof alone. Counterintuitive. So this, Rabbi Osai, is critical to analyze this discussion. Does anybody but anybody deny what we saw in Shaar Tzion as a unanimous assumption that l'shem tzel us without mechitzas? It's so much ingrained in our blood, those limp sugyas. The Sif Chaim claims yes. Tosis does it. We saw the rush. The rush was on the screen before. The Rush gave two answers, right? Two separate answers he gave. One was the same as Autosis, right? And the second answer that he gave was the idea of the Shem, what we call the Shem Tzel. But Gam, Ikar Asa L'Asos, oh, we should call the Shem Tzel. What's the first Teretz? B'nei L'Choshem. Shaar Tzion, you don't even need the first Teretz. The second Teretz is not by itself. But Tosis is only the first Teretz. Doesn't give the second Teretz. Get an impression they don't make a distinction, the Shem Tzel, not the Shem Tzel. It's a revolutionary. It's so much against the traditional Poskim, but he says it. What I'd like to do tomorrow is start with this Nesiv Chaim, to start with that, and continue a little bit more in the Sugya of Oel HaRoi B'Sad B'Shema. Okay, I'm also here with Nevar Mekom, so follow me, I hope you're with me. Mekom is already 2 weeks old, no? You should be with you by now. Good, stop here. Thank you.